Indiana craft beer makers are not just creating unique flavors, they are using more Indiana-grown ingredients. Curious Mix contributor Chris Siegel tells us about the tasty pursuit of hoppiness between Mashcraft Brewing and Indy High Binds.
Okay, so let's start back where the grain is.
That's Andrew Kastner, owner of Mashcraft Brewing. He leads me to the back of the brewery to a row of pallets. Piled up on each pallet are a number of large bags.
So there are four main ingredients to beer.
That's water, hops, yeast, and...
The grain that we choose to use. It could be anything from barley, rice, sorghum, wheat, oats, rye. Can give a nice spicy flavor to a beer. We will actually then run the grain through that mill, and when we crack the interiors, we will then take it through an auger over to our mash tun, where we'll mix it with water in order to start our mashing process.
Andrew takes me over to the mash tun. That's where the starches in the grain are converted to sugars that the yeast will eat during fermentation. The liquid in the mash tun, which is now called the wort, is sent to the kettle. And this is the step I'm excited about. It's time to add the hops.
That's the sound of hops going into to our measuring cup, where we can get ready to dose our beer with those lovely Indiana hops.
The hops they are measuring are from Indy High Binds. Ryan Gedham and his partner Casey Lewis own and operate the hops farm, located on the south side of Indianapolis.
How did you start your relationship with Mashcraft?
Yeah, I think it began with a Facebook ad of them looking for somebody to pick up their spent grain.
Remember the mash tun? Now that the wort has been sent to the kettle, all that's left are the grains, which no longer have their starch, a.k.a. spent grains.
When he, you know, put the post up there looking for someone to take his grain, we responded, yeah, we're an up-and-coming hop farm. We'd love to use it and turn it into compost.
But Indy High Binds didn't just want to make compost from the spent grains.
They came to us and said, would you like to buy some of these hops? And I was like, well, I got to taste them first. Some of those brewers out there can smell a hop leaf in the field and be able to pick up what the flavor elements. That's not me. It needs to go into beer, and then I can be able to pick out what the flavor is. So they gave me a small portion of the hops to be able to play with. We made a beer that we called High PA, where we use fresh harvest hops directly out of the field and local grain to be able to produce a beer that has that harvest, green, fresh, herbal, fruity character that you get from a fresh hop beer.
Once he realized we were producing a quality, consistent product, he started to use more and more of our hops every year.
Can you explain the name Indy High Binds?
We get a lot of questions about it.
That's KC.
People don't know what a bind is. Hops are binds. They're not vines. So that's kind of sparks conversation. They do grow on an 18-foot trellis, so high binds.
Ryan and KC had a modest start.
Ryan constructed what looked like a giant field goal in his side yard, which I'm still to this day amazed his wife let him do it. And that's where we started our initial trial.
What do you find special about hops?
You know, it's really wild to walk down the rows in, you know, the end of July or beginning of August when, you know, you have 18-foot towers of green plants growing on his trellis, and it's, you know, it's basically, it feels like you're walking through 18-foot tall hallways of greenery.
I have an extreme fear of heights. So when we first started working in the platform, 18 feet in the air, leaning over the edge, you know, trying to tie ropes around a wire, it took me a little while to get comfortable. That was probably something I should have told Ryan before, you know, we decided to build a farm based around an 18-foot tall trellis.
Back on solid ground in the Mashcraft Brewery, Andrew tells me about a springtime beer he's making with Indy High Binds. He tells me it's actually the beer they're brewing during the tour. It features a special blend of hops
that a couple of us breweries get to be able to play around with. So from this, we've now on our second year of doing this How High creation in the spring on April 20th, where we tap a beer that has a really, really diverse and in-depth hop profile of herbal and fruity because of all the different hop varieties that they blend together, and it's able to showcase what those guys are doing in growing hops here in Indiana.
We've reached the final step of the brewing process. After the boil,
we'll pull off that sweet wort from the kettle, ship it through our heat exchanger where we can get it down to room temperature where the yeast likes to work, and send it into our fermenter.
And voila, in about 2 weeks, you've got beer. And no tour would be complete without a taste.
Do you want to try some?
Yeah, I'd have a little.
Do you like hoppy beers?
Absolutely.
For Curious Mix, I'm Chris Siegel.